Hi everyone, welcome back to Sashay Away with Barry. I am here to talk to you about RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under Season 1, Episode 5, entitled Marketing Hats. I don't like this title, but I guess it makes sense for what the challenge is. I just think it's a dumb title, that's all. None of them were wearing hats, except maybe Karen from Finance. We'll see when we get to the pictures, but I think she had a hat on. But they are putting on their marketing hats, I guess, to sell a product. And this is a yeast spread. I believe I said last week that I thought she said yeast spray, but this is a yeast spread, which makes much more sense because I believe that is like Vegemite in Australia. And so they are creating their own, and obviously they are doing it with a little bit of a naughty twist for drag, because that's what drag does. We had a mini challenge this week. And we are going to get into that. I'm going to try to go off my comments. There was one thing I wanted to point out before it started that I don't know if anyone else caught this, but it really showed continuity things in the confessionals. I don't know if et cetera planned this or if this was just done randomly, but if you will look at her earrings, they are exclamation points. And especially during this episode, I noticed it. That sometimes they are pointing out, sometimes they are pointing in, the exclamation point of it. And so that will give you a little bit of context on the continuity of Drag Race, how they just put those confessionals in wherever they choose, and they are not done, you know, sequentially or in any kind of order. They just put them wherever they want. But I'm assuming that those were done on different days since they're facing different directions. I don't think she would, unless she did them on the, she could have done them on the same day actually, and done like one in the morning where they were pointing one way and then did all her drag for the day. And then at the end, they wanted to do some more and she put them in and they went the other direction. Just something to catch on. But that's enough about that. Let's get into this episode. We said goodbye to Miss Anita Wiglet, our wiggy Kiwi queen from New Zealand. This was a big topic in the drag universe because Art Simone came back with no real reason why she came back. There was no reason for her to come back other than they wanted her back on the show. Who knows? Maybe they brought her back to win. I don't know. She is one of the most popular queens in Australia. So I'm pretty sure that had something to do with it. They're not going to tell us. All we can do is speculate. And that is all we can do. But with that, Miss Anita Wiglet went home. She is a very big fan favorite. The biggest contender for Miss Congeniality. If they do that on Down Under, I don't know if they do. I can't think if they've done them in the other countries that we know of, and I don't think they have, but I could be wrong. I can't think of anyone that in another country that got Miss Congeniality. Oh, well, if you know it, please put it in the comments. I'm going to look it up later, but I just didn't do it for this because I wasn't planning on talking about it. But we will miss Anita Wiglet. I don't think she deserved to be in the bottom two last week. This happens, excuse me, I have to take a drink because there's something stuck in my throat and I'm going to start coughing in a moment. I am just drinking water this morning because I am about to go to brunch at 1 p.m. today. You can see the clock says 11 a.m. back behind me. And so I have 2 hours till brunch and I will be drinking at brunch. So I am drinking water this morning just to get myself going. What was I going to say? Oh, Anita Wiglet did not deserve to be in the bottom that week. It should have been et cetera, along with Karen from Finance. That wasn't the story they were telling. They needed to get rid of Anita. I wonder if they didn't think she was going to have such a big fan base and that's why they got rid of her so early. I don't know. But the fans loved her and she will be missed on this season of Drag Race. Go and support her any way you can. I believe she is putting together a one-woman show for New Zealand and Australia. It's not coming to the States, not coming to the UK that I know of, but who knows, maybe it will someday. We are starting to open back up, so things could start happening. Let's get into this week's episode with some sharing. And we start off with our reading challenge. Yes, I love the reading challenges. And we get our hunky pit crew member, Sean. He comes out, he did a little spin for us. We got to see his butt as well, carrying the glasses for the queens. He got to stand there the entire time. This might be the most airtime a pit crew member has ever had on the show. I was concerned because he kind of was dead faced, and I don't know if they're told to do that, but he had like zero expression whatsoever until a moment that I will get to in a bit. So our queens did some reading, and this was the order they went in. It started with et cetera, Karen from Finance, Ketamine, Maxi Shield, Art Simone, Scarlett Adams, and finally Electra Shock. I'm going to tell you one of my favorite moments was Maxi Shield when she was when she returned the glasses to the pillow that Sean was holding. She said she literally went twinsies, and it was the funniest thing that that may have been the funniest thing from the reading challenge. The reading challenge wasn't superb, but there were three standouts in my opinion, and that was Ketamine, Maxi Shield, and Art Simone. I thought they were the funniest. And I also thought it was funny that when Electra went up to get her son to get her glasses from Sean, she kind of hit on him by saying, "How's it going?" It was very, very funny. They all had, not all, I was going to say they all had a good reads, but not all of them had good reads. Most of them had at least one funny read. Like I said, Maxi, Keita, and Art had the best ones. I thought Ketamine had won this. But I was wrong. It went to Art Simone, maybe because they need to justify bringing her back. I thought they kind of did that last week when they put her in the top three. But that's just my opinion. She was funny. I'm not going to lie. Her read on the they, them for et cetera was super funny. And I like that she prefaced it with being respectful of the pronouns, but then made a joke out of it, which was also very, very entertaining. So Miss Art Simone wins the mini challenge. For this week's Maxi Challenge, they are doing commercials, like I said, and they are selling a yeast spread, which they got to name, create the label for, and do the commercial. It's like an infomercial. And they had a guest judge who was apparently the queen of infomercials of Down Under. I didn't write her name down, but I think it's Paula something. I could be completely wrong, but I believe that is correct. She was kind of funny, and I enjoyed her with Michelle Visage in the background, giving these queens, direction. First, we had Karen from Finance, and hers was called Discharge, which is gross. But I mean, a yeast spread to me is gross. I don't like Vegemite either. I have tried it. I was in Australia for 2 weeks many, many years ago and did not enjoy the Vegemite when I was there. I think Karen looks really good. I thought she was wearing a hat. It's not, it's just a big wig. She got great glasses on. I actually love this leopard bodysuit with the bow on it. I think it's super cute. So I think she looks great. Her commercial was just kind of boring. They encouraged her to go bigger. She didn't really follow through with that. So I think it was fine, but it was just not great. Next, we had Scarlett Adams, and hers was called Snatch. I don't know why she is wearing this figure skating costume. It just looks like she's ready to go ice skating. I know it's probably a dance costume that she has worn in the past. I don't like it. I don't like the wig. I don't like her face. I didn't like her commercial. There you go. It was dumb. She went very, very crass with it, which a lot of queens think is the way to be funny, and it just didn't work for her. Sorry, Scarlett, did not work for you at all. I thought she could have been in the bottom this week, which would have been a big surprise to everyone. But we'll talk about that when we get to the final, when we get to the lip syncs. Next, we have Art Simone. I didn't write down her name, the name of hers. I tried to zoom in on her label, but I couldn't read it because it had a lot of words. But it's something about being like a yank repellent. So it's about getting rid of Americans essentially from Australia because they ask too many questions and don't understand anything, which is a very funny concept, actually. The commercial was just all over the place. It made no sense. It didn't go anywhere. It wasn't funny. It was just not good. So I did not enjoy her commercial at all. Next, we have Ketamine, and hers is called Yeast Donuts. And she is giving us this crazy, crazy look. I will say, most of the queens had other costumes as well. These are the only ones they posted for promo pics. I did not take snapshots of the other ones. Ketamine's other one was Divine, which I thought was genius because she does paint like Divine. So I think it was a very nice homage to her. And with this gross yeast spread, which was like this brown, it looked like Vegemite. It probably was actually. She did some gross things with it, which is very Divine. And so it made perfect sense. This first look is just crazy, and I think it works perfectly for what she's doing. She was selling her spread as kind of a donut filler. You can see it there in the middle of the donuts in the picture. I think she did a great job with the commercial. It was very subtle, but very, I laughed, literally laughed out loud watching it because I thought it was just super funny. Next is Et Cetera, Et Cetera, and hers is called Piss, just Piss, which is why she is wearing yellow. When she said she was going to name it Piss from the beginning, I knew this was her downfall. It was not going to go well. It did not go well. It was not funny in the least bit. It just was just a bad commercial. And she thought it was hysterical. So that says something about her. Next is Electra Shock, and hers is called Topped. She did a little spin on her run on Drag Race being in the bottom and how she can make it to the top. She even did an impersonation of RuPaul, which was super funny in a disgustingly terrible wig. It made me laugh. She succeeded in this challenge. Because RuPaul loves self-referential things, and this was all about Drag Race. I mean, it even included RuPaul in it. So she did a great job. My favorite part was when she was saying what was included, including charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and the last one was and talent. I thought that was really funny and way to go. Michelle even picked up on it in her critiques. So Electroshock did an amazing job with this. Finally, we have Maxi Shield, and hers was called Hornbag Yeast Concentrate. It was not good. She really struggled when she was taping it. She couldn't remember her lines. She didn't know where she was going. It was just a big, big mess. The commercial, when it was finally put together, wasn't terrible. It wasn't funny and it didn't go anywhere. It just kind of was dumb and boring, which does not make for a good commercial. And so that was the Maxi Challenge. RuPaul comes out in this little macrame dress, which I think is actually really cute. The bottom fringe part of it looks like movie film, which I think is really cool. It's not, I know it's fabric, but I think it looks really cool. I think the thigh-high boots really work with this look. I hate this wig. She's worn it before, even on this season. I think she wore it though. It was when that first episode when she wasn't in drag, and then she put herself in drag in the corner. But it is that same wig. Did she bring like three wigs to Australia only? I don't know. I don't know, but I think she looks good in this outfit. I really like the outfit. I just don't like the wig. Our category on the runway was Finest Sheila in the Bush. Apparently, no one knew what this category meant, including RuPaul, because she asks later on what a Sheila is. What I know a Sheila to be is it's just a girl. I think that's what they call girls in Australia. I think that's what I thought. RuPaul thought it meant redneck, which we know now is what the Bogans are. They are the rednecks. So RuPaul had no idea. Karen from Finance kind of said it's just a girl, but usually a word that blue collar men call girls. And so RuPaul decided it meant broad. I don't know. No one knew what this meant. To me, Sheila is a girl. So these women, these drag queens, they came out dressed as girls because there's no real reference as to what they were supposed to be doing. This is Electra Shock. She said something about this bird. I don't remember what it was, but I love this outfit. I think the outfit is actually really cool. It's not groundbreaking. but it's cool. It she looks cool. I love that she painted the wig on her on her on her forehead. I'm sure it's just a bald cap that she's wearing on the other side of it. But I think she looks really good. It's a cohesive, exciting, fun look. And I liked it. Next, we have Ketamine, and she's coming out in butterfly effect. These are butterflies all over her. Oh my God, I was going to wear my butterfly tiara in honor of her, but I forgot to put it on. Sorry. I love this wig. I love her makeup, which you can't really see in this picture, but the green glitter lips were just a great pop of color on this. The dress is beautiful. It fits her amazingly. The butterflies all over it are just spectacular. I think she did a great, great job on this. Next is Maxie Shield, and she is giving us, I can't remember what the movie was, Picnic at something, Turning Rock or something like that, which is a movie, an old movie. And she is looking very My Fair Lady, Sunday in the Park with George kind of feel to it. I think it's pretty and cute. It's very different from what Maxie usually does. She's usually, the punk rock aging auntie granny mama thing. So I think this is actually really pretty on her. I think the hair is great. I know her wigs are done by Wigs by Vanity. So I'm sure this one was as well. The parasol is cute. The dress is cute. Is it groundbreaking? No, but it's cute because it's different for her. Next is Karen from Finance. She is giving us a story of firefighters, and this is reference to the wildfires that happened in Australia during the summers. And they had an enormous one last summer where a lot of wildlife was killed or displaced. So I appreciate that. The judges loved this and thought it was chic looking. I'm not a huge fan of it. There's something about it that I just don't like. It may be the color. I'm not a huge yellow person, but I know that that is necessary for firemen. I appreciate that she dragged it up with the sequins and the trims on it. There's just something about it that I just don't. I think it's the fit of it. I'm not a huge fan of wide leg pants either. So that is one thing that I do not appreciate as much as most people do. So I don't love it, but I don't hate it either. And I appreciate her bringing that political action into drag. Next, we have Art Simone, who gives us a reveal from this very chic trench coat with the wine cork hat. The wine corks were like the Billy Porter hat where it opened up. Great. And then she gives us a reveal to this sweater and pants and this terrible wig as Kath from a character from Kath and Kim. I think it was Kath that she did. I don't know this show. I know we've had several references to it already from Australia and from UK last season. I think her makeup looks great. I hate this outfit. I know it's a reference, but I just don't get it and don't appreciate it. So it's not my favorite look. I think the trench coat is very chic. Next, we have Et cetera, et cetera. She is also telling us a story about fires as well. And the first picture in this coat is the green lush life of Australia with the wildlife and everything. And then when she opens it up, you can't see the inside of the jacket, but it's red and yellow to be like flames to burn it down. So her bodysuit is the burnt out tree. And then she pulls out what is hanging down, little green with the balls on it, as to be the regrowth of the bush. So she went more of a bush look, I guess, than the. I guess she's still a woman. She's giving me very much Sasha Velour with this wig and the makeup. It's not a terrible look. I think the coat is not cute. It looks ugly to me. I actually like the bodysuit with the sleeves and the leg more. I guess it's not a leg. I guess it's a train. But the coat to me, it just looked messy. I actually like the inside of the coat more. If you go back and watch the inside with the flame looks, it's really cool inside. I just didn't like the outside of it. Finally, we have Scarlett Adams giving us Priscilla, Queen of the Desert realness. If you have not watched this movie, you need to go watch it. It is a classic. Classic Australian film, groundbreaking, Academy Award winning film for its costumes. She looks stunning in this. It is the perfect costume done exactly right. If you haven't seen the film, this costume is worn on the top of a bus. They are driving across Australia, and the Queen is on top of the bus, and the lamé is just blowing in the wind, and it is exquisite. She is lip syncing to an opera song at the time, so it's just perfect. She did a great job on this costume. It looks phenomenal. And the fact that the presentation she gave with that flowing, she kept that train flowing the whole time by doing a lot of spins, and it was wonderful. I could not be happier with this look. Then we had a moment where RuPaul called out Scarlett Adams. We had this in the workroom as well, where Scarlett admitted that she had done blackface in the past and that she was sorry for it, et cetera, et cetera. I had a really great moment talking about systemic racism and how conversational racism is very different than putting on blackface and getting tipped for it. So it was a really, really strong moment for et cetera, et cetera. I wish this was more of her narrative on the show, because she came off really as a bitch on the show. But this moment really, really highlighted her and made me appreciate her just a wee bit more. But then RuPaul called her out on the runway to give her a chance to talk about it. She apologized again and said she was wrong. She didn't know any better. RuPaul said that she knows that a lot of the people out there would want her to cancel Scarlett immediately, but she did not. RuPaul does not have the right to cancel anyone. She's had her own problems in the past and has not been fully canceled for them, so she could not really cancel Scarlett. I mean, she could have gotten rid of her, honestly, she could have, but she kept her around, and I think it's because she's such a strong queen, and RuPaul likes that in her drag queens. She knows that she's going to see interesting stuff from her. Like I said, she apologized for it. It's certainly not enough, and I think she knows that it's not enough, but it's a start. She just has to make sure that she is making the change that needs to happen. That's all. But it was a surprising moment for me on the runway, but one that I really appreciated. Our winner of the challenge was none other than Electra Shock. Well-deserved. Her commercial was the best commercial. Her runway was not my favorite, but I don't think that really counted for too much during this, because I thought Ketamine had a great commercial and looked amazing on the runway. Not that Electra doesn't look amazing. I thought Keta looked better. But I am perfectly fine with Electra Shock winning this challenge. It was well-deserved with her commercial. Her runway is good. So bravo to her. I know that the other girls don't think she's up to par, and so this was a win that she needed. Scarlett Adams was actually sent back to safety first. RuPaul said, "You were the queen of the runway, but you're just safe," because her commercial was awful. If her runway had not been so spectacular, she probably would have been in the bottom three, if not the bottom two. Ketamine is sent back to safety next, because everyone kind of thought she was going to win this. You can see her lipstick in this is so spectacular. Oh my God, she looks so good. And then Art Simone is sent back to safety as well. Again, I wouldn't say that Art Simone was in the top three of this week. I think she and Scarlett were probably just the safe queens, and Keta and Electra Shock were the top two queens. But then we have a bottom three, which is Karen from Finance, Maxi Shield, and et cetera, et cetera. Karen is sent back to safety. I'm guessing because of her outfit. And her commercial wasn't terrible. It was just kind of boring. But her outfit kind of edged her above the other two, probably because they loved it, even though I wasn't a huge fan of it. But that leaves Maxi Shield and et cetera, et cetera, to lip sync for their life to the song Absolutely Everybody by Vanessa Amorosi. I don't know this song. I'm going to download it, though, because I think it's actually a really fun song. It sounds a little old-fashioned-y, a little bit of a country twang to it, but still kind of poppy. Yeah, I don't know the song, but I enjoyed it very, very much. Maxie Shield tells us that she has some old school drag queen tricks up her sleeve, literally up her sleeves. And from out of nowhere, I don't know where she pulled it from because they didn't show it on camera, she pulled a microphone out. I thought it was in her sleeves because she said that, but I don't know how she could get it out of those sleeves. They're like cinched around her wrists, unless it's just elastic. I don't know. Maybe it was in her boobage. I don't know. I don't know where it was, honestly. Maybe she had tucked it into the belt behind her, but she pulled out this silver microphone and it was the only thing she needed to do for this lip sync. It was so spectacular and so funny. And it looked like she was literally singing the song the whole time. It was a genius, genius move on Maxie Shield's part. Et cetera, et cetera. It did not hold back. She did everything she possibly could. She did every drag trick in the book. That's all the dances, all the movements. She did a cartwheel into a split for a song that did not need any of that. This really was just a song that you stand there and sing and you move around on the stage and have a good time, but you don't do tricks and dancing stuff. You just do what you have to get it done. Et cetera, et cetera. Tried to do everything she possibly could, and it just was not enough. Maxie Shield was sent back to safety. My favorite thing about this was that she picked up the microphone to say thank you, even though we know this microphone doesn't work. It's just a prop, but she literally picked it up to her mouth to say thank you. At the end of the show, when they're all dancing off, she's still singing into the microphone. It was genius, genius, genius. But that means we must say goodbye to et cetera, et cetera. I'm not gonna lie, I'm not gonna miss her. She was my least favorite queen on the season. To date, she kind of was a nasty, nasty girl. She doesn't think she's shady, apparently, in this episode. She said that. And I was like, girl, watch the season because you are the shadiest one. She was not nice. She was mean to Electroshock. She thinks Electroshock is garbage. I'm not here for that because her drag was just not up to par, in my opinion. Again, she looks like Sasha Velour in this. Who I adore and love and is a great drag queen, et cetera, et cetera. I hope can get to that point in her career. I will not miss her on the next episode. So goodbye, et cetera, et cetera. She writes out her mirror message and she puts yippee, trans people deserve more. I love you bitches, blah, blah, blah. And then she puts lipstick on. I love the trans people message. She is not trans, she is non-binary. But she is a very big trans supporter because she mentions that in the workroom as well, talking about Black people and trans people, how they are being discriminated and hurt every day. And so I appreciate that as a great mirror message. She tries to throw this pee reference in there again. And I'm not here for it. I don't know if her merch is going to be all about pee, but whatever. I don't get it. Next week, we have a makeover challenge. I love a makeover, and they are doing these sportsmen, and I'm here for it. I love when rugged men get put into drag. I think it's great. I think it's an experience that they will appreciate and really, really, I don't know if they're gay men. I don't know what the story is, but I'm excited for it because I love the makeover challenges. So we'll see what happens. I don't know if we're going to have a mini challenge to get to pair them up. Maybe Electroshock winning this week gives her the chance to pair them up. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe they're paired up by Drag Race itself, to throw people under the bus like they like to do. Who knows? We will find out next week on RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under. That's all I have for you today. I have not watched Drag Race España yet. It is the next to do on my morning list after I finish this video. I'm not going to be recapping it. I may mention it in little things about it in the recaps, but I'm not going to do a separate recap for it, mainly because I'm tired and I'm lazy. We also got our finally got our reveal for All Star 6. I will recap those. That is not starting though until the end of June, June 24th, I believe, on Paramount Plus here in the United States. And I'm kind of excited for this cast. There are some queens that I really, really like on it. There are some queens that I did not need to see again on my TV, but they are back. because they make good television, and that is why they are back. So we will be back with recaps for those once that starts as well. But I'll be back next week. I'll actually be back in a few days because we will do our toots and boots. I am about to set that up with David and Chris right after this video is done. So we will be back to talk about the toots and boots. If you want to toot and boot along with us, you can. It is on my Insta story right now. I posted it this morning around 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time in New York City. So it will be there for 24 hours. That is on my Instagram at Sashay Away with Barry, Sashay Away with Barry. I know the last time I did it, I left out away when I spelled it out. I'm dumb. But it's Sashay Away with Barry. You can find it on Instagram. You just follow me there and it's in the Insta story. It is open. I don't have to approve you. Just go in and do it. And you can toot and boot the looks. We are tooting and booting the looks of the commercial looks as well as the runway looks for this crazy runway that made no sense. That's all I have. Thank you all for watching. I'm going to brunch. Have a good day.